This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Beautiful weekend coming up. First weekend of fall. Going to be 81 today, 80 for tomorrow. Then Sunday, 78 degrees. It's perfect.
Happy fall, y'all.
Yeah. Celebrate all week. Oh, big football game on Sunday night. You got the Broncos and the 49ers.
Yeah, you know what? You have ruined that.
What do you mean?
Your bad attitude about the Broncos has brought me down.
It's not my bad attitude. It's an observation. I've been watching for the past couple of weeks. They've not played well. And I just think that Sunday night they may have a problem here with 49ers coming to town.
I mean, but we used to have such a buzz. And, like, I remember, like, Fox 31 was, I think it was Fox 31, was down there with the lights on when it was dark, you know, on that Friday morning. And we were all freaking out. And now it just seems like nobody even cares.
You know, and it didn't take long either. Within a week span, we went from just being so excited over the new season with a new quarterback, $300 million man, a new head coach, a new system, everything. And then a week later, we're all going like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, they did a whole story about how we brought Hackett to lure in, what's his name? What's the other quarterback?
Russell Wilson?
No, the other quarterback that we really wanted.
Rogers. Rogers. Aaron Rodgers.
So they did a whole story that the only reason why we hired Hackett, it was to lure Rodgers because they got along so well.
Yeah.
And so then we didn't even want Russell, I guess, at all. We wanted Aaron.
Yeah.
And so the whole plan to bring this coach in was just for Aaron Rodgers.
And it didn't work out.
It didn't work out. And now we have this whole disarray.
And then we went out and we got Russell Wilson, which everybody was very excited about that. It's like, if you can't have Aaron Rodgers, then you go get Russell Wilson, who went to the Super Bowl at one time and has had a great career up in Seattle. But since he's been here, the system has not been working out for us.
And they kind of said, like, they kind of implied that Hackett's on the chopping block.
Sack it, Hackett.
Dope.
Sack it, Hackett, man. Hashtag Sack it, Hackett.
Wow. I mean, it was a brutal article. I posted it. If you go through Facebook, you can find it. But it was just, I'm like, let's just give him a chance because they're also comparing Russell Wilson's season to Peyton Manning's. And if you look at them, it's kind of eerie. They're exactly the same. Like, Peyton Manning lost his first two as well. And so did Russell. So let's give the guy a chance, man.
Well, I will say this. It appears that we're not as excited as we were in the very beginning.
But if we win this one, we'll be excited.
I think so. I think so. I'm excited to see the game. I'm not giving up on this team.
Okay.
But at the same time, they've not done well, Jamie. They've made some really terrible calls.
I saw a stat on ESPN that should give people some optimism. All time, Russell Wilson is 16-4 against the 49ers. So he beats the hell out of the 49ers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
I have some even more exciting news, okay? Forget the game, whatever happens. Even if they lose, we have something amazing to look forward to on Monday morning.
What is that?
Well, Al Roker. Now, I know that usually doesn't sound exciting, but hold on. Al Roker from the Today Show is going to go behind the scenes with the iconic mascot Thunder.
So Al Roker.
Yeah.
He's going to talk to a horse.
Yes.
On Monday morning.
Our Denver Bronco horse.
That's a nice horse.
Yeah. Thunder. And he's going behind the scenes. Like, what's it like to poop and stuff?
What exactly is he going to do with Thunder?
I don't know.
Is he going to just go check out the stable that he lives in? Or what exactly?
On Monday, at Al Roker is going behind the scenes with the Denver at Broncos iconic mascot Thunder. Behind the scenes with the Denver Broncos and Thunder Monday morning.
All right. Down, boy. Down, boy. Down. Back up, buddy. Back up, boy.
Gonna ask him questions like, do you like Russell Wilson? He'll ask him that, and then he'll say,
that's a no. Thunder just said no. Oh, no, not playing. Are you happy with the coach? No, you're not happy at all, are you, buddy? No. He's going to be interviewing a horse.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
If they run out of content or what for NBC, Al Roker going to be in town to talk to Thunder?
Yep, behind the scenes.
That ought to be exciting. down boy. Yeah, a lot of people aren't excited about this game on Sunday night. Although I think that we do have a chance. I don't know if we're going to win, but I think we have a chance.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, at least we have Monday morning to look forward to, right? Down boy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. You know that video you showed me yesterday, Jamie, of that guy that punched that flight attendant?
The video where he was on the flight and he hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah, they get in an argument.
Sucker punched him.
And I guess the guy threatens the flight attendant, and the flight attendant turns around and starts walking to the front of the airplane. Was it over a bathroom issue or something?
Yeah, I guess, well, finally it was. I mean, there were a couple issues, but I guess the guy came up to first class and said, can I use the bathroom? And the flight attendant said, no, you need to go back there. And then when he turned around, the flight attendant turned around and he ran up and he hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah, he attacks him from behind. We have some of the audio here. You can't really hear it, but the guy, he attacks the guy from behind, smacks him in the back of the head, and it's all over using the bathroom in first class, is it not?
It is. And, you know, I mean, I'm not bragging or anything, but I'm a mileage girl, right? Like, I'm a mileage whore. I get all these miles and miles. So I always fly first class. And I have no problem, BJ, with you using the bathroom up in the front.
And I've done it.
Yeah, and I have no problem
with it. I've been near the front instead of walking all the way to the back, go through first class and go to that bathroom up there. And often, the bathroom in the back, there's a line of two or three people. There's nobody in the front one. So I have no problem going up there to do it, and nobody's ever said a word to me.
There's two times that I always cringe in first class. First of all, as if we pre-board, I mean, we get on first or whatever, and everybody's walking past us. I just want to die. I feel so bad.
And you people that are in first class, and I call it you people. Yeah, you people. You've already got your drinks.
I know.
You've already got your little tray there with your knife and fork because we know you're about to. I'm going to get a bag of peanuts and pretzels, okay? But you've got to.
Well, we have champagne first before we depart.
Yeah, you've got all your little placements there. You're ready to go. Yeah, if I can use your bathroom, I'm going to use it.
I know. And then if you're in the last row of first class, right? So if you're at the very last row and somebody walks up and the flight attendant's standing there and somebody says, can I go up there? And they block you. Oh, my God. I cringe. I'm like, I just want to go. Just let them go. Who cares? Yeah. It's just, you know, we're in a big, like, yucky tube.
I'll tell you this.
I'm not better than anybody.
No, but when I go use your bathroom in first class, I don't lift the lid. Just on purpose.
Really?
Yeah, because I realize that you people are spoiled up there, and I'm not going to lift up the lid. I'm just going to go ahead and go. I'm going to do it on your seat.
But do you use our lotions?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. In fact, I've stuck a couple in my pocket and take it back to my seat.
No, it's a pump.
I steal the pump.
Oh, my God.
So this fight occurs. Now, here's another thing, too. American Airlines came out. This happened on American Airlines. They came out yesterday and said that this guy is barred for life. he can never fly on American Airlines ever again. This guy should be barred from every airline. They should have, when something like this happens, okay?
Yeah.
When something like this happens, they should have a thing between all the airlines. The FAA should ban this guy from ever flying again.
Well, they probably will. He's going to jail.
Now, look.
Yeah, it's a federal offense.
Yeah.
Granted. Well, according to what I saw yesterday, he's only banned from American. He will be able to fly on other airlines, which I think is a crock. But nevertheless, it's all over a bathroom, too. I mean, why would you attack somebody and risk going to prison over using the bathroom in the front?
Well, maybe he had the poop skis. Maybe he's going to, you know...
Well, he's going to be using a different bathroom now. He's going to be doing it in front of a bunch of inmates.
Oh, my God. By the way, it says I'm a flight attendant, and it's a FAA regulation since 9/11.
Yep, they use that.
Well, I have heard that because they don't want a lot of people up by the cockpit.
But I thought the door to the pilots is locked.
It is, but this way they can regulate more people. You know, now it's only like... whatever, 12 people up there.
You've got 200 people in a tube flying at 40,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
If somebody has to go to the bathroom really bad, and there's a line at the other bathroom, and this one's empty, I don't get it. You should be able to use it.
You know when you are usually allowed to use it and there's like nobody cares? But I've seen people in first class actually like huff when people come up from economy. I've seen these bastards like, I'm like, oh my God, it's just a toilet.
Yeah.
You know, we're all in this horrible tube.
Yeah. You walk by there and they toss you a piece of bread.
So,
like you're a peasant.
So if you have a kid, so you can always go up there if you bring a kid. Nobody's going to turn you down then.
No.
You know?
So, no, but there are people that even frown on that.
Well,
that are in first class.
I feel like everybody's like, let the kid go pee.
You know?
Oh, my God. I got in trouble once because you know how we get food up there, like good food?
Yeah, I know how you get it. You betcha. Yeah, we know. We can smell it in the back.
Well, I wrapped mine up kind of in like, you know, did a covert operation and took it back to my friend Jack, and I got in trouble.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
Why would you get in trouble?
I don't know. She said, that's not acceptable. I was like, I'm not eating it, and my friend Jack is right back here.
Yeah, and it's going to go to waste.
Exactly, and I paid for it.
Man, I tell you, those airlines.
No, I'm like.
Sometimes their attitude just gets me. It does.
It's true.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. I wonder if this Adam Levine thing's going to become a thing.
Ooh. I don't know. This is troubling for me.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. I never even thought about that. A couple of songs ago, we played Beautiful Mistakes by Maroon 5.
Right.
That's Adam Levine.
And we are getting some pushback now.
Why would you play his music? Why would you play that particular song?
Yeah.
Listen to the words. Beautiful Mistakes.
That's a firm no on Maroon 5 song choice. Sorry, guys. Yuck. Why are you guys playing Maroon 5? Somebody else said, he's singing about the horrible things he does. Somebody else said, I now question the meanings behind all his songs.
We have tickets to give away to see Maroon 5 in Vegas next week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, next week we're going to be giving away the tickets, flyaways to Vegas. But after all, I mean, it is a trip to Vegas.
Well, yeah, but if I'm Maroon 4, if I'm the four other guys, I'm like, dude. You're getting people to hate us.
Especially after the Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Text that he sent out.
I know. Because I told you guys every day, I really believe new people are going to come out because he seems to have a problem with this, right? I mean, it seems to be, we have five girls and one guy.
Yeah, it's been a tough week.
Yeah, right? And so Tommy Lee did a screenshot where Adam Levine said, holy F, holy F, that rod of yours is insane.
Why would Adam Levine, of all people?
I don't know.
You're the lead singer of Maroon 5.
Yeah.
You were one of the judges on The Voice. You pretty much, you're everywhere. You're considered somewhat of a sex symbol for women, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's been right up there.
Oh, my God, yeah,
over
he is.
The years.
He's hot. And well, he was the sexiest man alive from People Magazine.
And now, this week, you've become such a dirtbag. It's unbelievable. It all started with a woman named Sumner, who you wanted to take her name and name your unborn child with your wife her name.
Yeah.
That's how the week started for him. That's how ugly this thing is.
And then
it ends up with Tommy Lee at the end of the week.
I know, and I'm sure there's going to be more. I'm sure there's going to be more.
Whoa.
But I mean, I still want to, is it bad that I still want to see him in Vegas? I mean, does that make me a bad human?
Yeah, I think it does.
It does?
I think it does.
Really?
I think you're just a horrible person.
Really?
Yeah,
because I'm like...
No, that's not me saying that. Yeah. I just think that the perception is.
Really? Because to me, it's like, look, you DM these girls, whatever. They either talk to you or they didn't. Who cares? It's your own life. It's your own business. You didn't hurt anybody.
I wonder...
Maybe your pregnant wife.
I mean, after seeing the text that we got just a few minutes ago, I wonder if radio stations throughout the country are going to stop playing Maroon 5 music because of this.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think the real catalyst here is not the Tommy Lee, although it doesn't look great, and the other women that he actually sent these messages to. I think it's more about the unborn baby. Having a pregnant wife,
well,
and you've had this year-long affair with this woman, and you want to use her name to name the baby.
I think our boss put it best. What was it, like Wednesday? He goes, I don't know why everybody's shocked. He's a good-looking rock star. I mean, like, why are we all like, oh, no,
well,
a rock star is DMing women? What?
Yeah, but I go back to the very first claim. That's the one that's shocking.
Yeah.
Who asks a mistress if you can use her name to name your unborn child
that
with your wife?
Weird. That
okay?
part's totally weird.
That's the part I think that is so shocking.
Yeah, that part's weird. But as overall, the big picture, it's a rock star. He's hot. Who cares?
All right, coming up next week, you'll have a chance to see Maroon 5 in Las Vegas. We'll give you a chance to win. Be here for it.
Ta-da!
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.